Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Big Bros Wrestling Podcast. I am your good host, Alex.
And I am your co-host, Andrew. And everyone, we're here. It's Mania weekend. Woo-hoo! Tonight, we have night one. Tomorrow is night two of
WrestleMania. That's how days work.
Yes. But, oh, it's going to be awesome. So, yes, we're going to be talking a lot about that. Definitely. Definitely. So, we're going through that in this podcast.
Do we want to cover Stand and Deliver as well?
Sure.
We can do that all at the predictions.
The whole Mania
weekend. We'll just do the entire thing together. But before we talk about wrestling, how you been, man?
I've been all right. Yeah, I mean, obviously, getting ready for Mania this weekend. But other than that, just life.
Yeah. There's also something else that's important tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, I can't put my finger on it.
It also happens to be Easter weekend, I think.
Which is rare. I never thought they would do WrestleMania weekend on Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't. I don't think they'll make that a habit. Because Easter doesn't have like a set day.
That's true.
Because can you imagine WrestleMania in mid-March?
That's like, early.
That'd be early. Yeah. No, it almost has to be like the... It is late, which I'm okay with. But I'm also like, it should have been like early April like it always is. Like,
I know, it felt kind of weird. Like,
it feels weird for it to be mid to late April. Mm. But I don't think there was any huge news.
No.
Because they usually don't try to.
I was like, yeah, nothing big comes out.
Normally. Other than, I think I heard Nick Khan say he's going to try to sign more wrestlers after WrestleMania from, like, AEW.
Ooh, I mean.
From, like, but that's the only small thing I heard.
Okay.
Also, I just want to say my new favorite non-wrestler, like, UFC. Got to be Patty the Batty.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
I love that man.
I don't follow it. I don't follow UFC like a lot, but
this I follow him.
Yep. Yeah. He's so fun.
When I
first heard
him, I thought that man was like Irish or Scottish or something. It's like, no. He's a Scouser. He doesn't get knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were talking about his fight with whoever it was. Like, oh, man. Whoever it was, he stood a chance up until he walked into the ring.
Yeah.
Because Patty.
Oh, yeah.
Got him good. And it's funny, you know, UFC, WWE, same pair of company. But let's get into Monday Night Raw. Ooh, this is the go home show. Say, hey, this is the final one before WrestleMania. Let's close some things up. Which they should have, but we'll talk about that in a second. We're in Sacramento, blah, blah, blah. We start off with Gunther addressing Jey Uso before WrestleMania. It's one final promo. And apparently, I missed it because I was working. This was one of the best promos he's given in a while.
So how they framed it was they came in. And Michael's like, I'm going to have an interview with Gunther later in the night. He's at the desk, but out of nowhere, Gunther comes out and says, no, I'm having the interview now.
He's like, there he goes, all right, we're doing it now.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Gunther loves Jimmy. It's talking about what Gunther's done in the past. He calls Jey Uso, cuts him off, and the crowd starts to boo. Last week, Jey Uso looked him in the eye and told him he's not afraid of Gunther anymore. Gunther wants to get to the point. He's here to look everyone in the eyes and tell them that Jey Uso is full of crap, blah, blah, blah. Michael Cole realizes the crowd's getting a little frustrated, so he tries to ask him some more questions. Gunther takes the mic. He says, screw your questions. And he goes, screw you, Jey Uso. Screw everything you stand for and screw everybody who stands with him. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Ever since he stepped foot in the company, he's the greatest guest that's ever seen. This is a wild stat. 80% of his time, he's been in a champion.
That
is because remember, he was not without a championship long, but remember, it was only between, like, because he got the Intercontinental very quick.
Oh, yeah, like, he came in, and, like, I think it was Ricochet, that had the title at that time.
He beat Ricochet for it.
Yeah, and then he immediately got that, and, oh, we know what happened.
And then he had the record long reign. Loses it at WrestleMania to Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. Which, feel-good story, great match. Yeah. And then, like, 4 months later, he gets the World Heavyweight Championship at SummerSlam. It's like, oh, okay.
I mean, like, even in his NXT days, I mean, he was a champion for a good bit. Because, Gunther, the NXT UK, all of that.
Let's see. Gunther and Kaiser made their debut on April 8th, 2022. And then 2 months later, he gets the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
So, in the in the 3 years he has been in the main roster, he's only been non-champion for 6 months. It's 6 months out of 36. That's wild. That is very wild stuff for Gunther. But then he keeps going on. He's like, right now he's the greatest world heavyweight champion of all time. It's like, calm down there, buddy. Are we talking about this world heavyweight championship? Because this one, it's like, there's three people, so it's like, you're going to podium either way. And then you have before, which a lot of those guys in their prime could have beaten you. They would have beaten you. Blah, blah, blah. Gucci tells the crowd to do as much as they want. He urges Jay to come into WrestleMania with more confidence than ever. Blah, blah, blah. Basically, he just really, really hyping himself up. It's like, I'm going to beat the crap out of you. Yeah. And that's what's going to happen. You're not going to win. I'm going to beat the crap out of you. It's like, all right. Blah, blah, blah. Women's tag team champions Liv and Raquel on the Judgment Day head to the ring. Liv Morgan will be battle Bayley next. Mm-hmm. We get a video hyping up about the Naomi and Jade Cargo thing and Bianca Belair. It's just like all that stuff happening within the women and Raw. Cool. Yeah. We can now get to, wait, oh, it is Liv Morgan versus Bayley, because I was reading it wrong. Yeah. I guess they have a good match.
Yeah, I mean,
Bayley picks up the win.
So, yeah.
I mean it's another little, hey, here, which makes me worried. Not worried, which probably means that Bayley's not going to, they're not going to win the titles, because I don't think they're going to do double champion. I think something's going to happen. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be
the end of this match. It was a little iffy anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, Rodriguez helped Liv put her foot on the rope.
Did the ref see it?
And no, the ref saw the foot, so he canceled the count.
Gotcha.
Then Lyra gets involved. And then towards the end, Bayley's there. Liv goes on the ropes. Liv goes for an oblivion, but then Lyra holds Bayley to prevent that from happening, and then Bayley gets a roll up.
Yeah.
In a surprise. So, yeah, we'll see where this leads coming into.
Yeah. It talks about
night. I forget when
that match. It shows that Pat McAfee show will be live from WWE World in Vegas, and he does get to reveal the stage.
Yeah,
which we'll get to in a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It talks about 2 weeks ago at SmackDown, CM Punk told Roman Reigns he was cashing in his favor. They figured out what the favor was. And then last week, Rollins intimidated Paul Heyman when CM Punk came out to save. Rollins caught him with a stomp. And then he goes to stop Heyman, but he stops right beforehand, and he goes, now you owe me a favor.
Yeah.
Will we find out what the favor is tonight? We'll see. Mm-hmm. It goes to a little parking garage. It says Paul Heyman's waiting for Roman Reigns to arrive at the parking garage. He has not seen Roman since CM Punk announced he was cashing in his favor. And in the arena, Rey Mysterio makes his entrance to battle Julius Creed next. Water. Mm-hmm. We have another video about Rhea Ripley hyping up her for the match.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a cello replay of El Grande Americano using a loaded mask.
It's just...
Did he put something in there?
Yeah, he was it, Ivy Nile gave him something, and he put it up in his
mask. Also, when he headbutted someone. Yeah, he headbutted. Gotcha. Yeah. We go into Rey Mysterio versus Julius Creed. They're both great wrestlers, so they probably had a really good match. But Rey Mysterio picking up the win. El Grande, then after the match, oh, look, it's El Grande Americano with Chad Gable nowhere to be found. Cool. It shows someone sneaking. Oh, and then it shows a replay of him sneaking a piece of metal under his mask.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't show it. Like on the, they didn't show like on the live portion. They had to cut to
a replay
replay thing to show. Oh yeah, he put the.
Oh,
thing
this is
his.
What happened.
Yeah.
That freaking cheat or whatever, and then you know, the whole crowd boos. We get a video of the War Raiders hyping up their match against the New Day. They won't defend the tag team champion, the World Tag Team Championships at WrestleMania. I forget which night it is. We'll get into that later. Backstage, the New Day is playing Clash of Clans.
Yes.
Playing Clash of
Clans. Yeah.
My God. When Jackie Ramner approaches him, she asks, what about the War Raiders just said? Woods and Kingston say they've been at war for months. They'll take the titles back at WrestleMania. Blah, blah, blah. Woods says Eric will wish they... Blah, 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 blah. Woods says everyone will thank God for the New Day. Oh my gosh, that's a good pun. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the New Day?
Yeah.
Because I think it happens on Sunday.
Yes.
That's a clever one. That's a clever one. AJ Styles makes his entrance. He'll face Karrion Kross next. Which, this is the one I'm like, aren't you supposed to be furthering your feud with Logan? Oh, wait, Logan probably wasn't there. Because why would Logan show up?
Mm-hmm.
In 2012, Triple H battled The Undertaker. Oh, let's talk about Triple H for the class of 2025, which he had a very long speech last night.
Yeah.
The entire ceremony was 3.5 hours. And it didn't go on until, like, I guess it didn't start till like 1 a.m.
I thought it was like 11.
SmackDown ended at 11.
Or.
They have to change the ring to get all the wrestlers, like, go get cleaned up, go get dressed.
Well, they did it in a different venue. They didn't do it in the same arena where SmackDown was. They did it differently than what they did in past.
So they had to get them to another, probably the rest of us to another venue?
I forget when they said it would start.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But we go straight into AJ Styles versus Karrion Kross, and Karrion Kross is doing that thing where he's in a feud with somebody. He tries to look more and more like them.
Yeah.
His hair's long, and now he's even wearing tights. He's not wearing, like, trunks, apparently.
No, yeah, and they're really reminiscent of AJ Styles.
He's getting in his head. They have what I'm guessing is a good match. But I think it's weird because they're kind of progressing this feud, too. It's like, which feud are you wanting to do? This one or the Logan Paul feud?
That's true, yeah.
Which, personally, I would have preferred AJ versus Karrion at WrestleMania.
Which,
because nobody wants to say Logan Paul.
I mean, who knows what that could spell for when whatever night their match is. I think it's night two. But, I mean, he could get involved. We'll see. We'll talk about that more in a bit.
But then after the match, surprise, surprise, Logan Paul's there. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh man, I just wanted to congratulate my opponent. You got to win in front of Sacramento, a bunch of people who aren't cool enough to live in L.A. and weren't smart enough to live in San Francisco. You're just a bunch of generic California losers. He's going to show them why their match at WrestleMania will cook. Paul starts heading to the ring and wants to show why their match will make money. And then a Logan Paul hype video plays in between. Yeah. Oh, he shows him.
Yeah.
Someone says, oh, that's a cute video, but I want to start WrestleMania a few days early. Paul heads toward the ring. Styles turns and attacks Cross before he can sneak attack him. Blah, blah, blah. Apparently, Paul gets the upper hand. Styles yells at Cross and turns into a loaded punch from Paul. And then he hits the pulverizer, which, yeah. What is that? It's like so a...
He flips him up into a DDT. I forget what the hold is that you flipped into a DDT. It looks...
It looks good.
It looks very clean.
And you know why it looks clean? Awesome. He's not doing... What's he call it? Hangman Adam Page.
The Buckshot Lariat?
Yeah, he's not doing the Buckshot Lariat.
Yeah.
Which... It's essentially... No, it's a slingshot lariat. It's like... It's the buckshot lariat.
Well, I guess the technical name would... If someone else were to do it, it would be the slingshot.
It is called a slingshot lariat, but it's the exact same move. It's like, buddy...
But it's a buckshot because Hangman's a cowboy.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I'm really liking that move. It's...
Crossbow.
I'll give it to...
Yeah, but it's a lot better than a... I'm not saying the Buckshot Larry, it's a bad move. It's like you can't have the same exact finish, sure, like that. I mean, the spear is different, because a lot of people have used the spear.
Yeah.
Because it's a very simple move. Brunbreaker's still the best spear in the business. This Saturday will be CM Punk's first ever main event. Paul Heyman is being a grown patient as he awaits the arrival of Roman Reigns. He's still waiting. Main event, Jey Uso is addressing WrestleMania 41. Main event, Jey Uso makes his entrance, dressed in all black. Uso looks fired up, but doesn't do any of the yeet dances.
He's serious. He looks serious. He's coming down the ring. He's coming through the crowd. Yeah, he's coming through the crowd, too, but he's not dancing or anything.
Uso stands on the... He comes to the crowd. Uso stands on the commentary table after making his way to the ring to the crowd. Uso slaps him with the crowd once more, so Uso obliges and has the music start up. The crowd is through. Apparently, he gets the music back on his theme. Back.
Yeah, he gets more hyped and stuff.
Music fades and he starts pacing on the table. Uso says what he had to say about Gunther last week. This week, he still wants to talk to the people of his hometown. His mother's here somewhere. People have been asking him where his mind is. Is he crashing out? Yeah, but I'm locked. I'm locked in for him, my family, and the crowd. Listening to Gunther talking made him feel like he was mad. Uso thinks Gunther is afraid that he'll whoop his butt in front of 60,000 people for the World Heavyweight Championship. He basically, like, hypes himself up. He grabs a prime bottle from the hydration station.
Uh-huh.
And leaves.
Yeah. No, he goes in the crowd, and then he starts yeeting and stuff, and then you see, you know, the close of the pan out to just everyone... doing around it. It was awesome. It was just
not, saying not much visual. Of a segment with Jey Uso, but there's speculation about a heel turn.
Like, I don't...
Who's a heel turn? Against who?
That's clickbait.
Who against who? Who is he turning against? He can't turn against Gunther. Gunther's the biggest heel... is a big heel right now.
That's just clickbait.
Like, who is... against Jimmy? Yeah. After 2 weeks after, like, he just... saw his brother get beat the crap out of him, and he's like, I'm doing this for Jimmy. He's going to turn on Jimmy. All right. It's because he's wearing all black. It's like, maybe to show that he's getting locked in, he's in serious. Whatever. Kathy Kelly is backstage with Braun Breaker just at the beginning. Judgment Day attack him. And then, Judgment Day attack Braun Breaker. What a surprise. Penta makes his entrance. He's going to face Finn Balor. They have a good match.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But it ends with a DQ. So stuff happens. Ends with a DQ. Braun Breaker comes out. To basically even the odds against the New Day. Was it last week or this week that Carlito got speared?
It was last week that it was the big spear, but then this week he
just came out again and was like, basically more hype for.
But this time Carlito got out of the way. He's like, oh no, not like last week.
Mysterio and Carlito quickly double team Breaker. He quickly gets away and hits Mysterio with a spear into Carlito. bigger than size of Penta. Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm going to get Penta now. I was like, yeah. Come on. But then Penta's like, nope. Hits Breaker with... Penta kicks at Breaker before being hit with a spear and knocks him out of the ring. Penta then scales the ropes and wipes out Mysterio, blah, blah, blah. Just hype for this match. This is going to be a... which I wish was tonight, but I think that's night two.
No, I think that... No, I think that one's tonight.
No, it's night two.
Oh. But still, oh, yeah, still.
You're going to have some good, man. Honestly, I think they're saving night two for the... isn't going to be the big night. There's a lot of matches I'm liking for this one. For night two.
Well, even just both nights, I'm excited.
Night two's going to be the bigger night, in my opinion.
Well, that's...
I'm just looking at the... just looking at the card right now.
Yeah.
And then we have another video. This time, it's Io Sky. Mm-hmm. And she's hyping up herself for the match. The commentators run down the events happening during WrestleMania week. Then they run down the card. Paul Heyman is still waiting for Roman Reigns. CM Punk sits next to him and says he's a real friend. He puts his arm around Heyman as Roman Reigns pulls up. Reigns looks over at Heyman and Punk before walking off. Heyman chases after him. Then we get to the ring. Roman Reigns questions Paul Heyman's intentions. Alright, here we go. They get to the ring. Heyman goes to hand the microphone over to Reigns, but Reigns walks through him and grabs his own microphone. Uh-oh. Heyman looks nervous. He stands up. It's not Reigns and waits to see what happened. Reigns says, Sacramento, acknowledge me. We get the OTC chance. Reigns says, the whole car can, whole world can feel and hear what they love, blah, blah, blah. And after it's like them, Reigns turns to Heyman and says, some people will betray him. Does Sacramento know who that might be? Heyman just... Reigns says, wise man! How could you betray me? And apparently, he gets the UF'd up chant. Heyman contorts his mouth and goes to speak, but he stops his Reigns, asks why. Heyman looks like he's having trouble with the words in his career. My tribal chief, it was not a betrayal. I paid back a favor that I owed. Reigns isn't satisfied with this response. Reigns says he's confused. The way favors work is that you usually pay them back yourself. It feels like the one being screwed in this is Roman Reigns. Reigns, blah, 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 blah. He's like, what? He never asked for anyone to join him at War Games. Why is he supposed to cover the tab for Heyman's dumb favor? Seth Rollins comes out. Oh, we're making this thing. Oh, we're making this event, this segment interesting. Apparently, he's wearing a black leather vest, which is supposed to be kind of similar to the Shield attire.
I know, yeah.
I swear to God, if he comes out in Shield gear tonight, I'm like, this man, mind games are otherworldly.
Dude, yeah, I saw that. I saw the promo. I noticed him. He was like, that looks a lot similar
to the Shield.
To the Shield. And
yeah. He comes out, crowd singing a song. Rollins tells Sacramento to give up for the tribal chief. After over a decade, he's finally getting it and putting the pieces together all by himself. He's almost there, but he's missing one little piece. It's too little too late because he still has to end Reigns at WrestleMania. Rollins says it's the right thing to do. The triple threat is the biggest, most important triple threat in history of WrestleMania. I don't know about that, bud. This company, this industry, the winner of this match will define the future of their industry. Rollins says it can't be Reigns. Rollins removes his sunglasses. If this business were filled with people like Reigns, not showing up until it's convenient, then this business dies. It's like, ooh, buddy. It can't be Punk either, and blah, blah, blah. He basically just craps on Punk. Reigns looks conflicted. Heyman tries to explain himself and deny Rollins. Wait, hold on. There can be only one, it's got to be Rollins. And for that little piece, the Roman hasn't quite figured it out. Favors don't happen by chance. Favors are a choice. Rollins chose not to put Paul Heyman in the hospital last week. Now Paul Heyman could choose whether or not to whether to repay that debt or not. Reigns' wise man is as dishonorable as they come. Paul Heyman is a scumbag, and Rollins expects nothing from him. Paul Heyman is not CM Punk's. He's not in CM Punk's corner by chance. Paul Heyman has made a choice, blah, blah, blah. The final piece of the bubble is not Heyman returning a favor. Heyman is choosing. Reigns has to ask why Heyman is choosing CM Punk over him. It's like, why? It's like, he didn't have to. He could be like, I don't want to do that one. I could do something else. Reigns looks conflicted. Heyman tries to explain himself and deny Rollins. Reigns says, wise man, he's right. Reigns turns menacing towards Heyman. Reigns says, you made your choice and I made mine. Reigns shoulders, clotheslines Rollins down and sends him shoulder first into the ring post. Heyman's like, I acknowledge you, my tribal chief. And then he, what is a pie face?
Just shoved him in the face, I guess.
That's, because you're like putting a pie in their face. Yeah. Gotcha. He hits him and knocks him down. CM Punk runs to the ring to avenge his friend. Reigns and Punk begin brawling. Punk clotheslines Reigns. The crowd boos Punk, but they soon begin chanting his name. Punk checks on Heyman. He checks on Heyman before turning into a spear from Reigns. Reigns punches away at Punk. Rollins then sneaks up and smashes Reigns in the back within the back a la Plan B chair shot. Hits in the back with a chair. Mm-hmm. He hits Punk with a stomp. Then he hits Reigns with a stomp. Heyman is stunned. Rollins picks up the chair and looks towards Heyman. And then the show ends.
Yeah.
That is a good go-home segment.
Oh,
it's like, why do you think he chose? Paul Heyman's a scumbag. He will do whatever he wants to further himself. He doesn't care about you.
Oh, man.
Have you heard the rumors about a certain beast returning? He is back on the roster. He's not in the alumni section anymore. I don't think it's going to happen.
Here? This would be crazy. I don't think so.
But though, in the main event of night one,
I don't think it happens.
I don't think it happens either. But I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not saying it's like, oh, there's no way. But it's like, it's highly unlikely. Oh, excuse me. But I really don't have much else to add for Raw. This is just some hype. It was a hype show.
Yeah.
Hyping up everything WrestleMania. I have nothing else to add. Do you have anything else you
got
to add?
That's all I got.
All right, that is all of Raw.
Let's move on to Dynamite now. This week is Spring Break Through. So, yeah. We have, Wednesday and Thursday, there's AEW events. Collision moved to Thursday this week.
Yeah, why? couldn't.
Unfathomable. But couldn't there's imagine. Nothing really to talk about there. We'll go through Dynamite, though, which was on Wednesday. The commentators announced that Hook, who was part of the main event, which is the Ops taking on the Death Riders, who Hook is a part of. He was attacked and is not medically cleared now for the main event tonight. So, we'll see what happens with that. But opening the night, we have a match. A semifinal tournament in the Women's Owen Hart Cup. We have Mercedes Moné taking on Athena, with what I'm assuming was, I'm sure, a decent opener, I'll say it. But we have Mercedes Moné getting the win.
Woohoo!
But then Toni Storm comes out with Luther onto the ramp, they were in the stands. She was with Luther, and she's applauding Mercedes' victory. And so,
Good show.
So, yeah. There was that. Then we get Hangman and a Page backstage with the Young Bucks and Okada. As per their promo after their attack on Swerve at Dynasty, they said they accept Hangman's apology. They're clearly delusional. They're just look. They yeah. They want Paige to win and bring the title back to the Elite.
And then Okada.
And then Okada said, "Why are you so angry? You need to smile."
Why so angry? You smile.
And so, Hangman, we'll see where this goes from here. The Young Bucks have not changed one bit, it seems, or the Elite, per se. Then we have a men's Owen Hart quarterfinal match with Hangman and a Page taking on Wildcard. This match was supposed to be at Dynasty.
Don't know why it wasn't.
But because of whatever reasons, it wasn't. The wild card was the walking weapon, Josh Alexander, who a lot of people who've been watching Impact and TNA know well. I'm not sure if you've seen him. He wears like a wrestling singlet. He has the headgear and everything, for those who maybe have seen on social media or whatever. He's now in AEW, it looks like. I heard there was speculation maybe that it was just contract finalizations didn't get done in time for Dynasty, even though they had already announced the match for Dynasty, so whatever, but still, we're getting the match anyway. With Hangman Adam Page picking up the win there. And
after the
match, a loss for Josh Alexander, but we'll see where it goes for him. But we have Don Callis and Kyle Fletcher, who also advanced in the Owen Hart Cup, coming on the rep and intimidating Hangman. Hangman Page, he doesn't want anything. He approaches Fletcher to brawl. He hits him with a lariat. But then Don Callis goes into Josh Alexander, whispers something into his ear, and then Josh Alexander jumps into the ring and starts attacking Adam Page and gets him with a power bomb, and then Fletcher hits Page with a brain buster. And so I think I remember Don Callis saying something about maybe adding a new member into the family. Maybe we found the new person of the family?
Probably.
That's definitely a good indication right there. Then we get the patriarch backstage. Nick Wayne's saying some things about Christian Cage. And Daddy's home, Nick. Christian Cage returns. And Nick's like, "I didn't think you stuck to the plan because you couldn't live with yourself if Adam Copeland became a champion before you did." And Christian says, "Oh, that's an assumption. That's not a fact. But I was impressed with what you did while I was away. So I'm so impressed that I took it upon myself to get you a spot in the tournament in New Japan. But tomorrow you face Commander on Collision. One of the best super juniors." And so there was that. I didn't see how the match went. But moving on, we have the Hurt Syndicate putting their tag team champions online against the Gates of Agony. I think they're mainly Ring of Honor, or I've seen them in AEW a little bit. But anyway, it wasn't a long match at all. With of course the Hurt Syndicate picking up the win. They're there. They're celebrating right after the match, and then after the match, MJF comes out. He's still wanting in. He's like, come on, music. Going on. I bring a lot to the table. I'm just talking about my own. I've got some talent in the back that just they're just dying. You're going to like this. Bring him out. And it was a lot of women that he brought out. He says, "You can have a night out with these ladies. All I need is 3 thumbs up." MVP, he says, "Okay, let's try this one more time." Shelton, of course, he puts his thumb up. Shelton is, says, "Hey, Max, this is real nice, but I think I need a little more time." And I think Pete said, again, I need more time. And it was just, do you want, are you saying you want the watch off my wrist? I'll give you this watch as long as you give me the thumbs up. Then Shelton, he puts his thumb sideways like last week. It looks like he's about to put it up, but then he looks at Bobby Lashley, who clearly is still against MJF. Then he turns the thumbs down. And MJF's, it's, of course, not happy. Was like, I think I'm going on you. So can I appreciate for you? I'll give you, you want this watch? You can have this watch. And so he, of course, gives the watch it. And he said, as a matter of fact, you want these ladies tonight? You can have these ladies tonight. And just know when I joined the Hurt Syndicate, there were plenty more women at watch as well. They came from blah, 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 blah. And Bob, I respect you, but I'm known for getting what I want because I'm MJF. I'm better than you, and you know it. So there was that. We'll see where this gets him in the favor of the Hurt Syndicate. Then after commercial break, we get
they're backstage.
We get them backstage. And Bobby still doesn't trust MJF. MVP said this was business, and they could use MJF to get what they want. And said, "Just ease up, Bobby. Ease up." And so, will this get MJF in? We'll see. Then we're on to the semifinal for the men's. Now we finish up the quarterfinals. We got Will Ospreay taking on Konosuke Takeshita. In what,
from what I've heard,
yes,
this was like the best match on Dynamite in a very long time.
Just
like this is one of the best matches ever.
Well, I mean, just of course you have Will Ospreay. We've seen what he does, but I mean Takeshita, the other guys from New Japan, like real under the radar guys. I mean, Takeshita, I don't think Takeshita gets, because he's with the Don Callis family and all that, I don't think he gets as much love as I think he does if he was a face. Oh my gosh. But yeah, this was another instant classic with Ospreay getting the win and advancing to the final. And so there's that. And then the main, no, not the main event. Wait. Yeah, yes, the main event, of the night. We have the Death Riders, which is John Moxley with Claudio and Wheeler Yuta, taking on the team of Samoa Joe, Katsuyori Shibata, and replacing Hook, Powerhouse Hobbs. Moxie was already filling in for Pac, even though he wasn't the champion, and so they allowed Powerhouse Hobbs to fill in for Hook. But that's a lot of meat to add to your team right there. And what I'm sure was a brutal match. I mean, you have Samoa Joe and John Moxley in there. It's going to be a brutal match. Moxley, towards the end, he grabs a chair. He's angry. But the Willow Nightingale comes out and takes a chair from him. As some other stuff goes on. And then Matthew and Nicholas start to come down, of course, everyone booing. Matthew grabs a steel chair, but then Swerve Strickland comes out, pulls the chair away, and Swerve stomps both of them. The crowd's going crazy. Some more stuff happens. Marina Shafir gets involved with a steel chair, but then Willow takes her out. But then Joe counters the Death Rider from John Moxley. Puts him in the clutch. And taps Moxley out to have your new AEW Trios champions, Samoa Joe, Katsuyori Shibata, and Powerhouse Hobbs. And so this is the first loss in a good bit for the Death Riders. So it's... Oh.
All right.
It's, yeah, also, this is a shock.
Also, I just read the Hook thing. He's actually hurt.
Yeah.
Like he got hurt, like, they said he got hurt, like, Tuesday night. Like, so, Tuesday, and so, they told Powerhouse Hobbs that night. He's like, oh, by the way, you're going to replace him, and you're going to win the championship.
Which, I mean, makes sense. He's had history with the Death Riders. So, there was a, that's definitely a shock. Tony Khan getting a little shock factor action during Mania Week. So, that's cool. I mean, congratulations to them.
And Pac is supposed to be out for some time.
Yeah, because that was last week? Yeah, that was last week.
Before something like that, he got hurt.
Yeah, he got injured during a match. So, I mean, a lot of injuries during that for that. But, I mean, still is good to see. I mean, we'll see what happens with the Death Riders. Because, I mean, it seemed like they were on an unstoppable tear. But, I mean, obviously you have... This is looking like... how it was for... This is leading up to All In, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is leading up to... This is seeing a lot of, like, WrestleMania 4 where... of course, you have Roman Reigns, where he was... Seemed like unstoppable. He had everyone in his corner. But then there was a team of other people who were going up against him who... teamed up together. So we'll see what happens. I definitely... This is getting very interesting.
Yeah. But, I don't really have much else to add.
Yeah. That was the only big thing to come out of Dynamite. Other than the Owen Hart tournament. I think Tony was in the finals as well.
Tony who?
Storm.
She can't be in the finals. It's for her title.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's for her title. Yes.
When
you win the cup, you get the championship match.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, Mercedes is the first one in the final.
Next week
on Dynamite, we'll have Jamie Hayter and Chris Statlander seeing who will take on Mercedes Moné at Double or Nothing.
Please. Please, let Adam Page beat Kyle Fletcher. You don't need to keep that feud going. Because the feud ended. It's ended. But knowing AEW, they're going to keep it going.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do another match.
That match is yet to be announced when that'll happen.
What, the Kyle Fletcher demands, and Adam Page? It's probably going to be on Dynamite. It
could be next week on Dynamite.
It's probably going to be next week on Dynamite, let's be honest. It's definitely not happening on a Collision.
But yeah, that's the only other big thing. I mean, obviously you don't want to do too much. I mean, MJF still trying to get in with the Hurt Syndicate.
He'll get in eventually. It's just going to be it's going to be one of those. He'll get in, and then a little bit later he's probably going to turn on him.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how happens that, but that's all of Dynamite. Yeah,
that's all I got. Let's move on to Friday Night SmackDown. We are obviously in Vegas. They're in the T-Mobile Arena, which is like the big USC event place. We are going to have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, which I'm glad they moved to SmackDown. Because they're obviously going away with pre-show matches.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay. I think they could bring him back just to add like a couple. I think they should, in my opinion. But we'll have that. Before we get to that, though, we have Seth Rollins coming out. He's talking about his WrestleMania match. He stands in the ring, blah, blah, blah. People start to chant CM Punk. Seth sits down in the middle of the ring, similar to Punk, and removes the WWE logo brand that's wrapped around his microphone. Fans chant OTC, and Seth tells him that he will get to the OTC in just a minute. But he would like to start with the guy who used Sonic Chantic first. He says the reason Punk came back to wrestling, because everyone chanting his name for 10 years, is the reason he came back. He said when Punk came back, it wasn't a WWE ring. Seth asked if he came back because the fans were chanting his name, or because someone wrote him a big fat check. But when he burned that bridge, like he burned every other bridge, he came back to WWE after 10 long years. He says Punk came back because they wrote him another big, fat check. Mm-hmm. So tells him to tell them to tell him when he is telling lies. Oh. He says Punk does not care about them. He does not care about WWE. He's a liar. He's a fraud. He's a coward. And to say what they want about Roman Reigns, but the OTC doesn't even pretend to care about them. But he goes like, they don't care about you. I care about you. Seth says that Roman and Punk know nothing about sacrifice. He knows everything about sacrifice. Oh boy. But this story about the three of them started 12 years ago, and it started with Paul Heyman. He says Heyman got himself Roman, and he says Dean Ambrose. He doesn't say Moxley. Into WWE to be a shield for Punk. Wow, that was 12 years ago. Jeez. And every single night he sacrificed everything to be that shield and he did not get credit. Everyone in the back wanted the camera and the spotlight on Roman. It was always about Roman. How he was going to be the next John Cena, the next cash cow, blah, blah, blah. After Punk took his ball and went home, he says this one every single year in the background, and Punk went home, blah, blah, blah. Fans started championing Punk again. Meanwhile, he was making every show. He was in the ring every night, sacrificing everything he had. And it all came to a head last year in the main of WrestleMania, where his knee was hanging up. Remember, his knee was, like, not there.
Yeah.
Like, it was already bad. It was already obviously going to lose after Mania. But then, like, he had to go through. He had to do the main event of night one. Then he had to open night two.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had to keep helping Cody, even though he basically did not have a knee. Like, his knee was like, you can't put any weight. Like, literally, if you, like, breathe on it wrong, it's going to hurt. His stepdad was at home dying, but he made sure that he was there at the very end to be a shield to make sure that Roman lost. They get a thank you Seth chant from the crowd, and they begin to hum his theme. Seth says that his story between them started 12 years ago when Heyman brought himself and Roman to WWE, and it ends tomorrow night. The most important triple threat match in this history. Seth says that he promises that he will do exactly what he has done for the past 12 years. He will lay it out on the line. He will sacrifice everything that he has. Make sure that this business, this company, this industry moves forward in the right direction. And Seth says this is not a prediction. That is a spoiler. It's a
spoiler.
He throws the microphone in the air and laughs as the song goes on. This is a great promo. He has easily done the best. He really has done some of his best mic work in the past few weeks.
Absolutely.
Like, this showed it. Like, this was a great promo.
Absolutely, yeah.
We cut to... they're talking about the card. Now we get to the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and Rey Fénix comes out. But this says Rey Fix. I mean, I guess they... Typo. The bell rings, and on the way are 26 wrestlers. Carlito has his apple, but it's taken by R-Truth, who takes a bite of it. Carlito grabs R-Truth and throws him over the top rope. Wait, hold on. Oh, but R-Truth throws him over the... Carlito grabs R-Truth, but R-Truth throws him over the top rope. There we go. I was reading it a little too fast and I got very confused. Blah blah blah. Carmelo Hayes throws R-Truth over the top and Miz kicks R-Truth, eliminating him. Poor guy. Carlito and Truth are eliminated. Los Garza go to double team Free Fénix, but he eliminates them both. Waller and Theory eliminate Pretty Deadly. Kaiser eliminates Tyler Bates. Andrade tries to eliminate Kaiser, but only one of Kaiser's legs hits the floor. Blah, blah, blah. Kaiser gets back in the ring. Sunset Square helps Rey Fénix back up. They shake hands, but Rey eliminates Escobar. Showing, like, I don't care about you. Otis body slams Andrade, and the Creed Brothers eliminate Tozawa. Otis double clotheslines the Creed Brothers. And he also goes over the top as all three are eliminated. Andrade eliminates Waller in Theory. The Luchadors in the match all attack on Gable, and Rey Fénix eliminates Gable. Karrion Kross lifts Dragon Lee, but Dragon Lee lands on his feet and eliminates Kross. Nakamura hits the Kinshasa on Dragon Lee, eliminates Dragon Lee. Kaiser goes to eliminate Pete Dunne, but Pete Dunne gets his legs around Kaiser's head and he eliminates Kaiser. Dunn eliminates The Miz, and then Hayes throws Pete Dunn over. Then we get to the final four. Andrade, Carmelo Hayes, Rey Fénix, and Shinsuke Nakamura. And they go, they have a pretty good final four. They're fighting. Eventually, Nakamura gets eliminated. And then Rey Fénix starts to show out. Hayes throws Fénix towards Andrade, but Fénix takes Andrade down. Fénix runs towards Hayes, but Hayes throws him over the top rope and onto the ring apron. Fénix does his little thing. He climbs up the top rope, and he starts to do his one move where he runs against the rope. But El Grande Americano eliminates Rey Fénix.
Oh my gosh.
I was mad. But it meant something, though. We finally got a true Game 7 between Andrade and Carmelo Hayes. On Game 7 that we were robbed of because of LA Knight.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy about that. But they have a good Game 7 with the winner of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and probably going to get a push this year because he won it. Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
This pretty much signifies he's probably going to get a push this year because you look at each person who's won it gets a push.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Carmelo Hayes is probably going to get a push this year.
I would love that.
Miz comes out and they both celebrate with the trophy. Cool. A video package of the Undertaker's Hell in a Cell match against Triple H, blah, blah, blah. We cut to clips of Charlotte Flair attacking Tiffany last week. Oh my gosh. Wade Barrett is interviewing Charlotte Flair. Blah, blah, blah. He asked Charlotte why things got ugly between herself and Tiffany. Flair says she doesn't love it. They have moved past it. She has a chip on her shoulder, and she thinks Tiffany has a chip on her shoulder, okay? Flair says she doesn't love it, but people are not really invested in the WrestleMania match. If there's anything that matters most to her, it's that people tune in to me. I want people to tune in to me. It's all about me. It really is all about you. And this is how they got there. She thinks that this is what this is about. It can be insensitive, but that is what how you get tough skin. We cut back to the ring, and they go to the match card for tonight. Joe mentions that Tama Tonga has been taken to a local medical facility. Oh, did I miss something? Oh, a shot of outside and Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga getting out of a black car. This is before the show started. LA Knight comes in, who attacks Tama Tonga, slamming Tonga into a car, and then LA Knight runs off. Apparently, LA Knight just came in and attacked Tama Tonga. Back to where we were, though. Women's World Champion Rhea Ripley. Oh, it's basically a hype promo. For everybody. Blah, blah, blah. Yep. Wait, what? What did I miss? We cut to the back, and Rey Fénix is in pain. American Maid and Gable tells Rey that he had a great night, but not as great as El Grande Americano. In come Dragon Lee and Mysterio. All six men are face-to-face, and Rey tells Gable that El Grande Americano will learn about Lucha Libre at WrestleMania. Gable gets angry and challenges him to a six-man tag team match. Cool. This is why we didn't get the match, because Street Profits are facing off the Motor City Machine Guns right now. Interesting. They're having a good fight, but at the very end, Johnny Gargano and Ciampa jump the barricade and attack Ford. The referee rings the bell, and they grab the World Tag Team titles and walk away. Apparently, it goes to a no contest.
So, no contest. A little more chaos.
We cut to the back and see Nick Aldis. In comes Chelsea Green, who tells him she has a... Oh my god, did you see this? The formal complaint she had?
No.
So, remember last week she lost by countout?
Yeah.
On her Instagram, she posted Or it might have been on her story. It was on her story. Nope, there it is. It is appeal farm decision. And it's like with like a lawyer. Please be advised. The Crucifino Law Firm has been retained to represent the legal interests of WWE superstar and current slash inaugural WWE Women's United States Champion, Ms. Chelsea Green, hereinafter Ms. Green, and formally lodging an appeal regarding the outcome of the match dated 4/11/2025, in which Ms. Green was counted out under circumstances that can only be described as procedurally questionable and competitively unjust. She is suing.
Oh my god.
She's like, I didn't... No. And he asserts, Aldis opens the documents and begins to read it. Chelsea tells him that she will rectify the justice that is the referee, injustice that is the referee from last week. Aldis tells her that Zelina Vega gets another match tonight, and he thanks her for the idea. Aldis tells her that they don't need secret harvest at ringside. He leaves, and Chelsea begins yelling, probably. A promo for SummerSlam airs, and we see Cardi B talking about how she'd be the host for the event. Oh man, but I really wanted to watch SummerSlam. Back from commercial, DIY are with the tag team titles, and Nick Aldis tells them to give back the titles. In come the Street Profits and the Motor City Machine Guns. All three teams arguing with security breaking up. Aldis grabs the titles and sets it. Next week, the belts are going to be hung up in a TLC match. Man, this could have been a mania match.
Yeah, that's... Oh,
Randy Orton. Randy Orton's music hits, and now he comes to the fans singing his theme. He says that as of now, he does not have an opponent for 41. For the last few days, he and his wife have been in Vegas. They got to meet the WWE Universe. Thousands have approached him, and there's excitement in the air. He says his father was in the very first WrestleMania, and 20 years later, he made his WrestleMania debut in the Garden. He says there is no way he's sitting out this year. Hold on. Need some water. He says there is no way he's sitting out this. If he completes, it'll be his 20th time. He says WrestleMania means so much to him. He says he's going to throw it out of the universe. He'll show up Sunday, boots tied up, gear on, just the right amount of baby oil on his skin, and ready to deliver the WWE Universe. He says he's doing it for them, for his family, blah, blah. He says he's basically giving out an open challenge. Hey, yeah. Come fight me. Anybody. One person. We cut to clips of the WrestleMania kickoff show with Damian and Drew fighting back in the arena. Pioneer Saxon is with Damian Priest. He tells Saxon that he is done answering questions about WrestleMania. He wants to send a message to Drew. The same guy who didn't bother to show up to SmackDown tonight. The same guy who tries to convince the world that he's a victim. He says Drew's not a victim yet. He tells Drew that blah, blah, blah. He basically says, like, I'm calling you out, buddy. A mysterious promo with the dates 4/25/25 airs. That is the... That's the SmackDown after WrestleMania. Basically next week.
Yes.
We have Chelsea Green versus Zelina Vega with Zelina Vega picking up the win, but it's a non-title match.
Yeah.
Can't believe it wasn't for a title. LA Knight's music hits, and now he comes to the ring, blah, blah, blah. He's hyping himself up. He says what happened last week was because we got to week Solo Tama and Fatu like to use numbers of attack, and that's why he sneaked up on Tom and attacked Tama Tonga. Up next is Solo, which means at WrestleMania it's just him and Jacob Fatu. And then he goes into LA Knight versus Solo. Ew, I'm starting to lose my voice. LA Knight wins by disqualification. Stuff happens. Because he's attacked by Jacob Fatu. Braun Strowman comes out to even the odds, and then they make it into a tag match. They have a tag match with LA Knight and Braun Strowman winning. Good for them. Now we see Tiffany Stratton's part of the interview with Wade Barrett. He asks her about their interview from a few weeks ago. She tells them that over the last few weeks, she felt bullied and taken advantage of. A few weeks ago during their split screen sit-down interview, she had a moment of insane discouragement, like she was not made for this or cut for it. But she turned that feeling into motivation. She went back to the drawing board, blah, blah, blah. She went back to the drawing board and did her research, and that next time she has to go face-to-face with Flair, she would have a plan. She got the kill. Trying to figure out what they mean by this and these words. She got the kill shot on Flair. She got the kill shot on Flair. There we go. That's what it is. She says Flair has to respect her now. Wade says that blah blah blah. Just more hype for this match. Then we have that triple threat match, which I think it looked like Rey Mysterio got hurt. But I think that's it might be one of those. Hey, it looks like he might get hurt. Let's just check it on real quick. They haven't said anything yet. And then we have the main event of the night. Cody and John Cena barking at each other again. It's pretty much more of the same thing. It's just hype. I don't want to get into it because I just want to get to these predictions. Yeah. It's just more hype for the match. And that ends SmackDown. Again, just a go-home show. Very hype matches. Promos. Yeah. And then some just, like, side matches. Really interested to see. Really hoping Rey Mysterio's not hurt. Really hope he's not.
Yeah.
Because that'd be bad if he is. I wish they didn't do, the whole tag team thing. Like, oh, it's going to be a TLC match next week. It's
like, yeah, like, oh.
Like, you could have done a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm excited to see who Randy's going to face tomorrow night.
Ooh, yeah.
Be really interesting. I do have a good feeling it's going to be Nick Aldis.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people saying, oh, it's going to be Nick Aldis.
Okay, I'll be honest. I don't hate it because it's different between him and Adam Pearce.
It is.
Doing. Because, like, Nick Aldis, he was wrestling up until the time before he came into WWE. Mm-hmm. He was, like, the NWA champion and doing all that stuff. So, it's clear that he can still be a wrestler. So, I don't hate it.
Yeah, I think. Was he, like, active? He was actively wrestling?
No, yeah, he was active. Before,
like, oh, yeah, he was, like, right before he came, he was still, like, I'm still wrestling.
I know, yeah, because, I mean, I saw him there, was like, okay, is he going to wrestle? Or, but then they introduced him as a manager and whatever, and he did that. Because
he joined in August 2023 as a backstage producer, but then they were like, you know what? You are the general manager.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much SmackDown. You got anything you want to going to add for SmackDown?
No. Nope.
Right, that is all SmackDown. Now, here comes our predictions. We're going to start with Stand and Deliver. I'm guessing it's like 1 p.m. today or something.
Yeah, this is 1 Eastern. So
we got 7 matches. Yeah. They actually have a pre-show match.
Yeah.
It is a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Elimination Match to determine the number one contenders for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. We got Metaphor, which is Last Legend of Jakara Jackson. Fatal Influence, which is Fallon Henley and JC Jane, Tayna Paxton and Gigi Dolan, and then Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade.
This is interesting that they're doing this match. I guess it's a contenders.
I'm going to say Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade, since they're the most likely to come up to the main roster soon.
Ooh.
That's just my opinion.
I'll take that too. I like that reasoning. Yeah.
And now we have the main card. We're just going to go in order to how it has it. We have the ladder match for the vacant NXT Women's North American Championship. We have Zarya, Kalani Jordan, Sol Ruka, Izzy Dame, Lola Vice, and Thea Hale. This is an interesting one. I'm going to go with Thea Hale.
Interesting. Huh. I don't know. I haven't been paying a lot of attention.
That's just who I think.
I'm going to say Sol Ruka. I think they need to push her a little more.
I think any one of these girls can win.
Yeah.
It's the secondary title. So
once they get all the the call-ups done, I think they'll push. We'll
see what happens.
Stars getting pushed. But I think Sol Ruka is one of them that she's proved her worth, absolutely.
She has. Yeah. Next we have the Fatal 4-Way match for the NXT Women's Championship. Oh my god, this is going to be good. You have Stephanie McCourt, Julia, Jordynne Grace, and Jada Parker.
This is... Ooh.
But I think it's going to be Vakor, since she just got out a month ago.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to change the title so fast. Yeah.
I think she's going to keep it. It's going to be a good match.
Oh, absolutely. But she's going to keep it. Yes.
And do you agree with Stephanie Vakor?
Yeah. None of them are really ready for the main roster just yet, because they've only been there a couple. Or at least in the spotlight. Yeah. Even there, or like
Jordynne Grace just got there.
Jordynne Grace just got there.
She signed with WWE in the Royal Rumble. She's been there 2 months.
Vakor and Julia also haven't been there that long either. Jada Parker, she's been in the spotlight for a couple months herself.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to. Yeah, not, but not it's still going to be Vakor, though.
Yeah.
Next, we have the tag team match for the NXT Tag Team Championship, which is Fraxium versus Hank and Tank. Oh, God, I don't want them to lose it because they're so good. I love Fraxium.
Yeah, I still think it'll be them, though.
It'll be them. I love how they're technically not called that, but everyone calls them Fraxium.
Yeah.
They still go as Nathan Frazier and Axiom, but I think Fraxium will retain. It'll be a good match, probably, but it'll be Fraxium. We have Ricky Saints versus Ethan Page for the NXT North American Championship.
I'm going to say Ricky Saints.
I mean, he just got it.
He just got it. I mean, I think this will be a good feud, absolutely, they can't say it on WWE, but former AEW guys going at it. I would not be surprised if we hear any AEW chants that have to be bleeped out.
Or Tony Fumble.
Or that, definitely, that'll be.
Yeah. Next, we got the D'Angelo family versus Dark State.
Yeah. Oof. And did you see the clip where they had a big brawl throughout NXT?
Yeah.
And whatever?
Yeah, I did.
I know, that's the thing. Oh. Hold on.
Hey, Siri. Flip a coin for me. Heads up. All right. It's going to be the D'Angelo family. I don't know much about this match, so I can't really say anything. So it's like,
I'm going to say Dark State. I'm going to say Dark State will take this one.
But now we have the definitely going to be the main event. We got Obafemi, Trick Williams, and Javon Evans for the NXT Championship. It's going to be a good match, but I think this is more the most obvious winner. It's probably going to be Obafemi.
Yeah.
Because I think Trick Williams is going to the main roster. It's not going to be him. I don't see Javon Evans as a NXT champion. I can see him as North American. I don't see him as a main champion right now. He's only recently, like, within the last, like, few, like, 6 to 10 months, been really popular.
That's true.
That's why I think it's going to be Obafemi's going to retain. And then you're going to see Trick Williams get called up.
I do think, Trick's definitely getting called up.
He's done everything there.
I think Obafemi's been there a bit. I don't know if they'll just have him hold the NXT Championship longer.
He's had it since January, which is like, if you give Obafemi a 3-month-long championship reign, you are...
I guess, yeah, he's got to be in there a little bit.
He's got to hold that one for a while.
In my opinion, he absolutely is main roster ready right now, Obafemi.
He is, but they're not going to have him go up too soon. They're going to keep him for a while. But it's Obafemi for me. Did you choose?
Yeah, I'm going to say Obafemi as well.
No. All right. That is Stand and Delivered. Let's go into WrestleMania. Start with Night 1. I hope this is... this isn't the order. Because if it is, I know who's going to win this first match.
Mm-hmm.
If it's... Because the first match we have here is Gunther versus Jay. If that opens, it's going to be Gunther. Because I don't think they're going to have him lose it in the opening match. But if it's later, like it should be. Oh, man. This is going to be a great match.
Yes.
But what's going to be better? The super kicks or the chops?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to lose my voice by the end of this. Wow. Yeah. He's had it since SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And yeah, he nearly had the Intercontinental for 2 years. But this is the World Heavyweight Championship we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't think WWE wants to keep doing these, like, super duper long reigns anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Vince, the reason they had the whole Roman thing mainly was because of
Vince. It wasn't Vince. Triple H just changing things. On him.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose who I think is going to win, it's got to be Jay. I don't think they're going to hype him up, hype this match up this much, and do all the crap just for Jay to lose. Because what happens if Jay loses, he gets sent to the Shadow Realm, basically. Like, you're done. You're not getting anywhere close to this again. Gunther, he could eat this loss and be fine. Like, no one's going to think differently of him.
Kind of like he lost. That is 2 Mania losses in 2 years.
Yes, but he also won the amazing Triple Threat match 2 years ago.
That is true.
Say that.
I'm going to say Jay.
That's 2 losses. Did you know Asuka's winless at WrestleMania?
That is also crazy to think
Asuka about. Asuka is winless at WrestleMania, which shouldn't be a stat.
Yes. And what also
she should have beat Charlotte Flair in 2018. Also, yeah. She should have beaten that. I was so mad when she lost to Charlotte Flair.
What also shouldn't be a stat that this is CM Punk's first main event. That is also true. I
should have main evented in 2013. No, 2012. Should have made it in 2012. Should have been him, but no. Okay, he come and be like, I want to be in the main event because I'm the Rock and I have the biggest ego ever, everybody.
I'm going to say Jay. I'm going to say Jay.
It could easily be Gunther, though, but it's Jay. I want it. It's Jay.
I'm for my prediction, I want it. Yes, Jay.
Okay. Next we have, I think this is going to be an easy decision. We have the War Raiders versus the New Day for the WWE World Tag Team Champion. It's going to be the New Day.
Yes.
If they don't win this, they need to break up.
Yes.
And they have them go on singles runs. Because they need something.
Yes. For this to work, they need to be pushed. And this is a perfect time to do it.
Oh, dude, I just thought of something.
What? You think Big E's going to cost them?
What if Big E gets involved? Because they wouldn't have done that if he wasn't, like... They wouldn't have him have this huge promo. It was like, oh, when I come back. This is a big time for him to come back. But does he? Is the question.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I'm sure, like, he's at a point where he can come back.
He can.
I just don't know.
I'm going to go with the fact that they aren't going to, because it's going to ruin some moments. Yeah. I think New Day win the titles.
I'm sticking
because they need that push. Yes. War Raiders, like, whatever. New Day need it.
I think the War Raiders will be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Next we have Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano. I think Rey Mysterio wins.
Yes, and Rey's going to win. And then
they unmask El Grande Americano, and it's not Chad Gable.
That would be the funniest thing. Craziest swerve.
It's like, oh, he was right the entire time. He's like, I told you.
And then Chad, that would be.
And Chad Gable comes out and attacks Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But no, it's. I think Rey Mysterio wins and unmasks Chad Gable.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be. I hope. If Rey Mysterio is cleared. Because we're talking about him being hurt. We'll see. We have Jade Cargill versus Naomi. This is an interesting one.
I know.
It's very interesting. Because does Bianca get involved? Do you think she does? I think she's going to get involved. She has to get involved at some point. It's going to be near the end of the match. Something's going to be happening. Bianca's going to come down like, guys, please just... Like, I don't want this anymore. And then...
That's the weird thing with this, because, yes, her involvement with all of that, but...
I'm predicting this. Bianca heel turn. She comes in, and she's like, guys, we need to talk to this. Attacks Jade to help Naomi.
I'm just putting that out there.
That is my bold prediction for this WrestleMania. She turns heel.
I just don't see that happening. I'll be honest. I agree she's way too close to this, but turning heel, that's...
People have wanted Bianca to be heel for a while, though. Like, the way she needs to be a heel. I think she'd do great as a heel.
I think that would be a big shock at, like, the Raw after WrestleMania. Naomi and Jade are still jawing, and then Bianca comes out because obviously her involvement.
Yeah, maybe it's after Raw after Mania.
I could absolutely see that happening.
But I think they could do it. That's just my bold prediction.
Okay.
Do I want it to happen? But that's my bold prediction. My bold prediction is that, but my normal prediction would be Jade Cargill.
Yeah, that would be mine too. Yeah. Just looking at this, just she's out for revenge and everything. I think she's got I think it'll be Jade. Yeah.
Next, we have LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu. The biggest factor is, does Solo get involved?
In my
opinion, if he does not get involved. Is 100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, clean to LA Knight.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
If he loses clean to LA Knight, I am going to go, I will fly to Vegas, look at Triple H and be like, boy, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And he'll do the...
Okay, fine. You did a bold prediction. I'm going to do a bold prediction. That'll happen. Solo will cost Jacob the match.
Oh, I thought you were going to say LA Knight wins clean.
No.
That could happen. That could easily happen.
Solo turns.
He tries. Solo. No, I think Solo tries to come out and help.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so.
Yes. But it costs him the match.
Whether it be accidentally, not accidentally, I think, yeah,
Solo. It's going to be one of those he tries to help and he accidentally costs him the match. But I think it's going to be Jacob Fatu, either way. Jacob Fatu is going to win this match. And we're going to have a new USIC champion. We have Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair for the Women's Championship. Please, Lord, for the love of God and everything is holy, please let Tiffany win.
Yeah.
Please. I don't want to see another Charlotte Championship reign.
That's what I think.
She doesn't need it. She doesn't need it. well, why does she come every time she comes back? And they're like, title feud?
I know, feud. Yeah.
She yeah. Legally...
She wasn't at... She wasn't there last year, but yeah, it seems like, yeah, she comes around for a title.
Oh, yeah, because she was injured. Wait, no. Was she injured last year?
I don't know, but I don't remember her being at...
Was she not at WrestleMania 40?
No, I know she had that. To her credit, her match with Rhea at 39 was one of the top ones of that WrestleMania.
So, did you see... it was the picture of... It was like... Hold on. It was the get title shot, get injured, get a divorce, get a plastic surgery, get a title shot, get injured.
Yes.
And so when she said that, and so when she's like, that's funny. Do you know what I think of your face? And he goes, at least it's my original face.
Oh my God.
You know what? You know that's why she, like, other than her last injury, which was, like, a legitimate injury when she was facing Asuka? She tore her ACL, remember? She tore her ACL in December 2023 against Asuka. Yeah. But that was, like, a legitimate injury. Everything else has been... You're just getting plastic surgery.
Yeah,
you're fixing your boobs or your face,
or just going away to.
Remember when she came? Yeah. Remember when she first came back this year, and we were like, "Oh,
yeah, there was like the
Who are you, and what did you do with Charlotte?" But I think it's Tiffany.
Yes, I do.
I do think it's going to be Tiffany, though.
I don't see
it. Better be Tiffany too. If I see Charlotte Flair win, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah.
She doesn't, like, I could go on a whole rant about Charlotte Flair and she doesn't deserve anything she has, but we don't need to do that. We need to get to the main event.
Yes.
Of night one.
Yes.
Roman Reigns, CM Punk, Seth Rollins, triple threat match. Where Paul Heyman's going to be in whose corner? Who actually knows at this point?
Yeah, I mean...
He might just be like, I'm just going to sit over here.
Yeah.
This better be a good match. And it's a triple threat match. Use weapons, please. I need to see a chair or something. Oh, my
Yes. God. Oh, this is going to be a banger of a match.
Who's going to win, though?
I know.
Who's going to win?
That's the thing. It's so unpredictable.
This is the hardest match to predict, in my opinion. And I know what the second one is. The second hardest. Which we'll get to.
They're interchangeable, but... They're interchangeable.
Because... I all three of them would eat this loss. And probably be fine.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. But it's just...
All three of them could easily get a win, too, and be like, oh, I'm fine. Hell yeah, I won the main event. But if I had to choose one, I'm going to go with Chick Magnet Punk.
That's where I'm kind of leaning to, this being his first main event and everything... And kind of leaning that into it, getting the emotional part of it, I guess.
I'm going to go out and say it now, because I said it earlier. Because there's the rumors. It's probably not good rumors, but, like, he's not on the alumni page anymore. He's back on the main roster page. Does Brock Lesnar come back? This is, like, legitimately, like, I'm not trying to be, like, funny anymore. Like, does he come back tonight? Has he cleared his name?
Mm.
It's tough.
It is, like, thinking about, like, is he enough in the good graces that, I mean, it wouldn't be that much? I mean, he obviously could never come back as a face.
I'm a lean towards no, but I am not throwing out the possibility.
That's kind of where I'm at, too. It's just like...
It's like, it is like, very heavily, like, no, though. It's a small percent chance he comes back.
Yeah.
But it's not an absolute outright, no, he's not.
That's where I'm at right now.
All right. That is night one.
Night one.
Now we have night two. And, oh my god, if this match starts night two, dear god, Io, Rhea Ripley, and Bianca starting night two would that be... That would... But I think, like, this is an easier one for me. It's what I want. It's what I think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Io.
I agree.
Because Bianca and Rhea Ripley are going to be too focused on each other.
There's
and that. Io's going to sneak the win, which I hate, but I think she's going to win.
I don't. Yeah, and I mean, this feels like really weird to say, but I mean, this is kicking off her title run.
It is. This should kick off her title run.
Yes,
and this should be like she needs a good title run too.
I agree. That's part of I picked Dio as well, and that's partially why, mostly why I picked her.
And also because both Rhea and Bianca have had two great title runs recently.
That is true. Absolutely,
Both had great title runs. Give Io a great title run. Remember, Rhea Ripley. Who knows when she would have actually lost that title? Remember, she only lost it because she got hurt.
Yeah.
Who knows when she would have actually lost it?
Okay. Yeah.
But I think it's going to be Io. We move on to the next match. Oh, this is a very easy one, in my opinion. We have Liv and Raquel versus Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. I think Liv and Raquel retain.
Yes.
I mean, come on. I don't think they give Lyra double champ.
There's that, plus, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just the lack of established women's tag teams.
It's,
I mean, they were...
Liv and Raquel been together for a while.
And you look at Bayley and Lyra, they had, before they, last week, Monday, they had...
A match.
Was it a title match?
It was a title match.
A title match for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. And even in there, Michael Cole said, oh yeah, they're also going to be teaming up together.
It's weird.
Friday night, and then they go to Friday. They win that. It's just...
It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be them. That one's easy. This is now one of the harder ones. AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. Logan Paul is currently, 38 he won, 39 he lost, 40 he won. So he's currently 2-1 at WrestleMania, which is absurd that he has more wins than Asuka.
Yeah.
And some other people. You have more wins than this person at WrestleMania? Wow. I think I'm going to go with AJ.
That's because, where I'm leaning to.
Because AJ's going, he is getting near the end of his career. You can see it.
Yes.
Logan Paul is in the beginning of his career. Don't let his ego get to his head.
Did you watch AJ's interview with Chris Van Vliet? Or did you see clips from it?
I think I've seen a couple clips from it.
I don't know. I think he mentioned something where he doesn't know how many years he has. And I think the number he predicted was not that high either.
But I'm going to go with AJ Styles.
I am as well.
And now we got probably going to be the match of the night, in my opinion. This could easily steal the show. Braun Breaker versus Penta versus Finn Balor versus Dominic Cerro. Fatal 4-Way for the Intercontinental Championship. Your new Intercontinental Champion, Daddy Dominic Mysterio.
It's
going to be Daddy Dom.
I think this is going to be a very good night for the Judgment Day.
And guess what? Someone crashes out and gets kicked out of the Judgment Day. I think Finn Balor leaves.
You read my mind. That was my prediction, that Dom pins Finn.
Yeah.
And then Finn gets all angry, uptight, and then... And
they're like, you know what? You're done.
And then the Raw after WrestleMania, they're like, yeah, you're done.
Get out.
Yeah. And, yeah.
JD comes back. And I was just like, you're done, man.
Oh, that would be crazy if JD does that. It says, yeah, you're out.
You're out,
but
man.
If JD doesn't come back, I think it'll be Dom with the title. Everyone behind him say, yeah, you're out of here, man. You're acting like the leader and all that. Yeah.
After that, we have what could be another good match. Drew versus Damian in a Sin City street fight. Oh, boy.
Is real glass involved?
I don't know,
That doesn't matter. Drew's comment about that.
This one could go either way, in my opinion. It could easily go. There's no clear-cut winner.
I would say for the sake of predictions, I'm going to pick Damian to win this.
Okay. And not to be, oh, you're over there, so I gotta go different. I do think Drew has a good chance of winning. Because he's gotten screwed over so many years. I think, give him his flowers this time. I'm gonna go with Drew. The next match is Randy against To Be Announced.
Yeah,
it really depends on who it is.
That's true. I mean,
I'm gonna still go with Randy, though. I think he's
gonna... I think so.
It really depends on who's coming
Yes.
back. Actually, no. I'm going to go with whoever he faces. Because this is a swerve. This is a swerve, though. Because they had to redo this because of Kevin Owens.
Yes.
I swear to God, if it's Kevin Owens, I'm going to be like, what?
The only person I do see is that, of course, we have the looming Rusev, or I don't know if he'll go by Miro or Rusev, and Malakai Black.
See, the thing is with Malakai Black, I think now that he's going to be the guy returning Friday night.
That's what I was going to get to when they had that date for it next week. SmackDown.
Is this the general manager of SmackDown, Nick Aldis?
I think it is because, I mean, you have the history. I mean, you have him coming
he's
in.
He's a wrestler. He's already attacked him. Randy's already arguing him twice.
Yes. I mean, yeah, they already had their history together when Nick Aldis started. Randy Orton came in, RKO'd him. Nick Aldis announced that to Randy that he didn't have a match. Randy RKO'd him. I think
it could it's be Nick enough. Aldis.
Yeah.
If it's Nick Aldis, it's going to be Randy Orton. But I think most likely it's going to be Randy Orton.
I think so.
And now.
Yeah.
The interchangeable match. John Cena versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed WWE Championship. I'm going to ask you this. Where's The Rock?
I know.
Where have you been?
I know.
You're supposed to be siding with John Cena. And guess what? You haven't been anywhere.
I know. Yeah. That's the crazy thing.
He has not shown his face. We haven't heard from him since Elimination Chamber.
I don't think he gets involved.
I don't either, but I think...
But, yeah.
This is a tough choice. This is a really tough choice for me. Oh my god. Because I already said I think WWE is going with Long Reigns, but I don't think this is where Cena gets 17. I think Cody retains. I think John Cena gets it later this year. He may go at the World Heavyweight Championship, because that's a world title.
Yes.
I think Cody retains.
Yeah. You're reading my mind or something.
Is this going to be the most screwy finish? Is it going to be like, last year's going to be very, like, there's no way this is going to be a clean match? 100%, this is not going to be a clean match.
Yeah.
But Cody wins, in my opinion.
You're, like, reading my mind, because, I mean, yes, I do think we see John Cena getting 17, but I think the story they're writing, I don't think it's at WrestleMania.
It's not. It just... It It just doesn't feel like it's going to be here to me. I was like, I don't feel it.
That was the same way for me. I'm like, this doesn't feel like WrestleMania.
It doesn't. But I think you'll get it later.
Yeah.
Cody will retain, and something's going to happen. Something weird's going to happen. But it could also easily be John Cena. We see John Cena go on a heel run with the title and be like, I'm not going to defend it. I'm just going to leave. Bye, guys. We'll see. I'm excited for this.
I am too.
WrestleMania.
Yep.
7 p.m. I like that start time, too.
Yeah.
I like 7 p.m. 8 p.m. is a little late. 7 p.m., that's a good start.
I think, I think they saw a lot. This was after 38, where they were in the West Coast, and they saw how advantageous it was to have, because it started at 8, but 8 on the East Coast, but over in Los Angeles, it started at 5. And so they saw, like, especially when you're trying to get younger eyes on it as well.
Starting at 8 feels like, okay, that's hard. And then don't get me started on the atrocity that was WrestleMania 35.
Yes. But from what it seems like, they don't change the lengths of it either. So it's not like, oh, they're starting at 7 to go till midnight.
Yeah.
But I think they're keeping the time the same, which is good. I like it. And, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
WrestleMania 35 on the main show, 5 hours and 24 minutes. So it ended at 12:30.
Yeah.
It went into the next day. Which I think had a more important triple threat. It was the first ever women's main event of WrestleMania, and it was Charlotte, Becky, and Ronda Rousey.
That was,
and then we got Becky two belts out of
that. That was Becky two belts.
But I'm so excited for tonight. But I don't think I have any more to add. Do you have anything else you want to add?
That's all I got. All right, man.
Again, we hope you guys enjoyed. Wherever podcasts are found, give us 5 stars, give us a like, whatever it is. You need to show that you like us. You want to take it away, man?
Yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Have a great day. God bless, and happy Easter.